This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Throw me that CBS music. Let's look at it. Another big week. Next week, huge week in college football. This week, leading up to it, feels like an upset potential week that we can go with. Tyler, let's jump in yours. What's the game? I think we all have an understanding of what it is, probably. Well, what's the game that you were really looking at this week? What's your game this week?
It's the maroon and white. You know it. Texas A&M Aggies going to Auburn. Jordan O'Hare. Auburn not very great this year, but it's an SEC matchup, and this is the week before Texas. Take care of business.
Do you feel like this is an upset alert game, Tyler?
I don't.
I don't either.
I really don't, but... I just, for my fandom's sake, for my sports mentals, my mood, just go in there,
Tyler,
get your stuff taken care of, and get back to Kyle Field for Texas coming into town in College Station next week.
Tyler need a big start. Tyler need one of them 14-3 starts.
Put him away early.
to feel comfortable. You think they're an upset alert?
Absolutely. I think that the SEC is on upset alert this week. You got Auburn, A&M, which I think is my number one upset alert. You got Texas, Kentucky, the real UT. Texas,
2-point Kentucky. Spread on the Aggies
by the way. I don't think they're on upset alert.
Kentucky went in and beat Ole Miss, who's in the top 12 already right now.
I know.
It's got to be upset alert.
Is that in Austin?
It's not, again, that's third on my list, but it is upset alert. The second one on my list is Ole Miss goes to Florida in the Swamp. So there are three what I would say are upset alert games in the SEC alone that could potentially have major implications on the college football playoffs and what I think is the biggest game in the state of Texas. In years, potentially, if an 8-2 A&M matches up against a 10-1, is it 9-1 or 10-1? UT.
Yeah, that would be 10-1 if they win.
So yeah. I think it's those three. I think those three are the. So absolutely, to answer your question, yes, I think what Tyler said is absolutely an upset alert.
Yeah, we'll see. I think they should take care of business. If they let Patrick Thorne and the company go and mess up their season, that's a tough one. Clint, I want to go with what many people look at as the game of the day. We just had somebody on YouTube and Twitch text in about that game. Shout out to Sally. Indiana at the horseshoe.
They take on the Buckeyes, and this is a top five matchup. Number two against number five, Indiana. Their toughest test thus far this year was either Nebraska or Michigan. They have not played a great schedule. This is by far the toughest team that they will have played. It feels like Indiana, all they need to do is to keep this thing close to get themselves into the college football playoff. What's your thoughts about this game, Indiana, Ohio State? Indiana's a double-figure underdogs in this game, the last I saw. And this is the game of the day coming up on Fox at noon. But what's your thoughts on this game between Ohio State and Indiana?
Well, look, I think we're going to find out who Indiana is. I mean, they have not played anybody, especially if you look at, if you view Michigan a little bit different this year than you typically do, which you should. You look at Washington a little bit different this year than you did last year. Both two college football playoffs, Final Fours last year. But you looked up and down Indiana's schedule, and they've done what they're supposed to do against lesser football teams. They have blown the doors off of everybody except for Michigan last week. It was a 20-15 game right there. So I think the big thing, I think Indiana's in, even if they lose.
What if they get blown out?
I just don't know how.
An 11-1
team. I mean, everybody's got their warts this year. I don't know how you take an 11-1 team and say, well, the only loss you have is to who then would be number two or
number
one
right
in the country.
Now, yeah.
That's their only loss. They've blown everybody else out. I don't know how you sit there and say they're not in a 12-team playoff, but some of these other teams are that lost to lesser teams. I don't see how it happens. So, but I think we do find out who Indiana is.
I don't think they can get blown out. I don't think they can get blown out in this game, because if they lose by 20 plus, I think they'll be left out because of how their schedule is. And as you know, Clint, that name is going to
– the lack of brand. You're going to be stacked up against like Alabama, who lost. And I know Vanderbilt's having a better season than normal, obviously, but you're talking about one of the worst programs in college football for the last 25 years. I mean, that's you got beat by them. I mean, there's Alabama's not the only one. There's several teams down the strip, here that just –
Clint, I think if Vanderbilt played Indiana's schedule, they might have the same record.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. You're never going to catch me, you know, beating my chest about a Big Ten schedule. Even if you have added the Pac-12 schools that you have, I'm not going to defend the schedule. I just know what we're talking about.
You'll be shocked if a Big Ten team is 11-1 and doesn't.
What we're talking about right now with Indiana is no different than any other Big Ten team over the last 20 years. That's or however long the college football playoffs have been around. That got respect. It's the same thing. I mean, Big Ten teams have been getting respect for beating Michigan for 20 years, whether they're worth a damn or not.
Yeah.
I mean, Big Ten schools have been getting credit for beating teams that made the college ball playoffs last year, Washington, whether they're worth a damn or not. The buck shouldn't stop with Indiana. The fact of the matter is they've blown the doors off of everybody that they played, with the exception of Michigan last week. And I just think win, lose, or draw against Ohio State, they're in.
Ohio State's 11-point favorite in that game. A&M is a 2-point favorite in that game. And my game is Colorado, who right now with the BYU loss has a chance to get themselves in the Big 12 title game and have a chance to get into the college football playoff. They got to go to Kansas. Kansas is a team that is many people will look at, think they're much better than what their record is. And the last 2 weeks, they have beaten a decently highly ranked Iowa State team. They just beat BYU, who was the number 6 team in the country, on the road. They just won those last 2 games. Colorado's only a 2.5-point favorite. That is a big game right there, because Colorado could knock themselves out of the college football playoff race if they lose this game. And then Kansas needs this game to stay bowl eligible. So it's a very, very talented Kansas team that has a poor record.